Thank you, Mr. Steele.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
John.
Good evening, Mr. President.
I hate to bother you, but I tried to get Otto. I tried to call you and couldn't. I tried to get Otto and haven't got through yet. I'm going to have, this is very confidential, just between us, but I'm going to have a Kermit Gordon up in New York tonight. And he'll be there in the morning talking to one or two of my friends.
Yes, sir.
And I thought that Otto might want him to come in and sit down with some of their people and kind of go over the State of the Union, particularly the budget implications. I just barely mentioned it in my State of the Union. But the budget message won't be up there till the 18th, but it could give him a pretty good background there.
Well, let me call. Tuesday, they usually slip away a little early. It's the one day of the week they get away a little early, and I can call him at home and perhaps an hour. Can he reach Mr. Gordon in New York?
Kermit will be here tonight, and he'll go to New York in the morning, but where are you going to be? Where will he reach you?
Tonight, I'll be at the Berkshire Hotel.
He'll be at the Berkshire Hotel.
Beginning tomorrow.
Yeah, but he'll just be there through noon, probably.
Through noon. All right. Will Mr. Gordon be in Washington tonight, or will he?
Yeah, he's going to be here with me at the Business Advisory Council tonight at the White House, and you can call him through the White House switchboard and just get him out of this meeting and tell him he's got a meeting at 9:30 in the morning, which will probably keep him to 11 o'clock. If Otto wanted to, he might have lunch with him.
Well, that's a fine idea.
I'll be right near the Time Life Building.
He'll be right near the Time Life Building. What I'd like for him to do, I've talked to Mr. Lewis a time or two about this budget thing. Very confidentially, I don't want this used. I'll talk to you on that basis, Kenta. I'm going to have him go over a good deal of the details with Bob Anderson. So he'll be doing that at 9:30. Then after that, I'd be glad for him, too, in the light of some of the conversations I'd had, for him to go sit down and answer any questions and explain to him just what we're going to do in the budget and where we're getting the money and what we're doing with it and so on and so forth.
I'll get hold.
Wait a minute, he's got Otto on line 9, too. You want me to tell him that you're going to call him, or what do you want to tell him? I want to handle it where you get to where it's best for you.
Well, why don't you tell him that we talked and that...
All right.
One other point. Otto would love to come down at some time when you get after
well,
you get
can.
This message out of the way and have a chat.
All right. Well, I'll do that.
Will you talk to Otto and then I won't call him?
All right. Okay.
All right, sir.
That's right. I'm sorry I cut you. I tried to get you and couldn't. I tried to get him and couldn't. And I got you in the meantime.
You got to stay on the ball these days, sir.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.